You're listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
World Generation Podcast Network presents Fatal 4-Way Radio. Starring Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Infected, Peacemaker, Kev Gay West, and the Swami, Christian from Philly. Brought to you in part by Pro Wrestling Planet. And now, your host, the resident heel, Minister of Sinister.
What's up? Thank you so much for joining us. It's great of you to do so on this Fatal 4-Way Radio 420 edition. I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister, and Rancho Punk Rocker Albert Infected and Peacemaker Kevier West are both out on assignment. However, I do have, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the 20. What's going on, Christian?
Yeah.
How you doing?
It's been good, my brother. A lot of stuff has happened. The 24 hours, you know, Raw. It's fucking Raw makes no sense.
Yeah, I did not watch Raw, but I'm sure you are going to tell us about it and tell us all how it makes no sense. So, but before we do go on, how you doing, man? You doing okay, bro?
I'm doing fine, my brother. I'm doing okay.
Yeah. We've got a couple of the guys out on assignment tonight, but so it's just me and you holding the fort down. I did not watch any wrestling this week other than I did watch, what was it? Bound for Glory 2009. I watched a bunch of women's wrestling. But yeah, I did not get to watch any WWE wrestling. But nevertheless, we will talk about it and you will keep us up to date. Hey, let's talk about birthdays, man.
Yeah.
Today, we have just a few birthdays, not many. We have Curt Hawkins, 1985. I think he's
released. We can't call him that no more. He's named Brian Myers now.
Brian, yeah. Yeah, well, you will always be Curt Hawkins to me. I have no idea who Brian Myers is. And where is he now, Christian? Where is he?
Well, he works at, he's in TNA. I don't even know his gimmick anymore, man, to be honest. Like, his theme song has something to do with gambling or something, but I have no idea what the fuck his gimmick is in TNA.
Maybe he'll go to TNA and find himself and come back with an everlasting gimmick that we can finally know him for. I mean, I don't really know this guy for anything except for being one of Edge's guys and then having that ridiculous story where he, was on a losing streak. I saw him here at the fucking Toyota Center. We were going to get a taco, and he won that night. No, they threw him through the table full of tacos. Garrett Bischoff, another nobody, born on April 20th. Yeah, nepotism at its finest, no less, my brother, at its finest. Also born on 420, 1984, this guy. And coming up, we have birthdays for Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I'm not sure he's still
Hogan
alive.
Rich. Hogan
yeah,
Rich.
Yeah. Nikki Cross, Ezekiel Jackson, Tony Atlas, Terry Gordy, John Cena, April 23rd.
Which
and
they buried
a host
him
of others. Punk. Kane on the 26th. And many, many more. So, yeah, Vladimir Kozlov. 27th, and we'll catch up starting on the 28th. And next week on Fatal 4-Way Radio, you know, I wasn't going to do a show today, April 20th, National Holiday. I thought, you know what, man, the people are going to be like, what the hell, why are these guys not doing shows? Just because it's 420, stop it. The show must go on. Christian talked me into it. Here we are with another show for the listeners of Fatal 4-Way Radio. Check it out, man. This day, though, has something odd about it because there's two notable things that happened in history.
Yeah.
On on 420. Of course, Joni Lahr, China, passed away a few years ago on this day. Well, actually, it had happened, I think, on the 17th, but they did not discover her body until the 20th, which is horrible, bro. I mean, by that time, bro, rigor mortis has started to set in, and I mean, you know, it's nothing nice, bro, if they find you like that. It's nothing nice, bro. I'm pretty sure there was already a nice little smell going on. I mean, it's nothing nice, and man, may she rest in peace, bro. But yeah, that's one of the notables, and also another one, Christian from Philly. Another notable that passed away, and this was, let's see here, 22 years ago today, Richard Irwin Rude, best known, of course, as Rick Rude, died of heart failure due to an overdose of medications in Alpharetta, Georgia. He was just 40 years old.
Damn.
And so, yeah, that's the other notable death. Rick Rude, of course, man, he was great to watch live. And he would they would send him out to, you know, do shows like Kathy Lee and Regis and shit like that. And man, it was always unpredictable what he was going to say or what he was going to do. So it was fun. It was fun. But he was one of the pioneers of doing that shit in wrestling. You know, you had Hogan and you had Macho Man doing it. But then you also had Rick Rude doing it. And I don't, that wasn't ever discussed too much. But, yeah, he did do shit like that. But he had, of course, a long – I'm sorry?
The man, was he fucking boring.
Man, his promos were not were not. I mean, he had a way about him, but it wasn't on the mic, I guess. I don't know. The guy was – he was a little bit – he was different, I'll tell you that. He had a great physique. I definitely love that circular motion with the shit he does with his stomach. There's some several football players have done that shit in the past.
Yeah.
And
Dolph
Ziggler stole it. Yes, indeed he did. So those are the only two notable things I have for history, Christian from Philly. So we can go on now with the show. Let me get the bell, and you can do a, since we have not, you know, I watched both Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania. I didn't watch the whole thing because, you know, I don't have cable anymore. I'm still doing the whole thing without cable. However, I am confident that I saw enough clips to where to get by. If you put it on YouTube and you leave it on there long enough on their channel, eventually you'll see pretty much everything that happened in the episode. Even the boring shit, I found that out. So I saw all of that stuff on Raw. Now, this is from last week. And also most of it, not all of it, from SmackDown from last week. So I was caught up until then. The Christian from
Nothing Philly, happened.
I did miss SmackDown this week, which was the fallout of WrestleMania. So you can fill me in on the SmackDown fallout before we proceed into the Raw.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, a lot of people did not show up on SmackDown. Edge and Daniel Bryan was not on SmackDown last week. They didn't show up. So
did they have any explanation?
No, there was none. There was no explanation of these people were. None.
I mean, they could have been selling it. I would have been selling an injury or something. They sustained injuries last night or something.
Well, they did get two concertos, so.
Yeah. But no explanation.
But they didn't, yeah. So Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns has officially became Triple H because of his 20-minute promos he cuts every fucking Friday. He comes out. He says the same shit. He says there's nobody left to face him on SmackDown. And out comes Cesaro. Cesaro. He comes out. And he just leaves Cesaro in the ring. And that's the end of that segment. Cesaro doesn't say anything in the ring. So Cesaro already looks like a punk bitch already. So there you go.
Yeah, I did see that's the only segment I watched from Raw. And it was very brief. I mean, from SmackDown, yes, sir. And it was very brief, bro. And like you said, Cesaro was just left in the ring, and I was left, you know, on the couch like, well, fuck it, let's go grab dinner. And we took off in that moment. That was in the beginning, wasn't it? It was like in the first few minutes of SmackDown.
20 fucking minutes of Roman Reigns' long fucking entrance and him rambling on.
Yeah, I did not watch the promo. I had other things going on. But I know. I'm just sure it was bad.
And this guy is killing SmackDown. This guy is killing SmackDown. This guy is the most boringest champion ever. He's become Triple H evolution.
Cesaro's music hits, and I took a chair. I immediately dropped what I was doing. I took a chair. I wanted to see what was going to happen. And then nothing happened, bro. And that's right there. It said, you know, it's just like, you know, instead of calling in some pizza or something, I'm like, fuck it, let's just go grab dinner. Nothing fucking happened to keep me motivated to want to watch.
Nothing happened on the show. So Cesaro goes backstage, he complains, he wants to face Roman tonight in the main event of SmackDown. So instead of Roman Reigns, you guessed it, he had the goon, Jey Uso, to face Cesaro in the main event. Hooray. Hooray. The goon, Jey Uso. Main event, Jey Uso. The guy who always loses in main event. So, there you go. So,
yes, I noticed. If you remember last week, we were talking, and I said they gave him a new name. Main event, Jey Uso. Really? That's his fucking name now?
Yes.
I mean, it just doesn't match, bro. It just does not fucking match. When the fuck has he ever been main event? One main event he got in his whole career, and now he's main event Jey Uso?
He's a fucking goon. He's nothing more than a henchman, so I don't know why he's called main event Uso. He loses every match.
Clearly,
so,
antagonized.
So, another point on SmackDown, the Street Profits give Bianca Belair the celebration of her winning the title, WrestleMania. They have this nice celebration. I couldn't give a fuck. Then Sasha Banks was backstage. She didn't say anything. She just looked angry and then walked off the camera, right? So when we come back to commercial, Bayley, out of nowhere, wants a title shot either this Friday or sometime for Bianca's title. So Bayley, who's done nothing these past few weeks, hasn't even shown up for months, wants a title shot for this title that she didn't even earn. Great. That's going to be exciting. That's exciting, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's going to be shit. Anyway, the next match was, again, the SmackDown Tag Title match.
Put that on hold right now, Christian, and let's go to the line. Let's go to, and let's go. Is it getting a little bit hot in here? Albert, ladies and gentlemen. Is it getting hot in here? So hot, I want to take my clothes off. Albert, welcome.
I can't hear shit. There's an opening band. I'm drunk as hell. And hold on. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
You can't hear me. Right.
I can hear you just fine.
Hey, in 20 minutes, I'll go ahead and call you guys back with the live Nelly show. Continue on with the show, and I'll give you guys a call right back.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be looking out for you.
All right.
Enjoy the show, bud. Ladies and gentlemen, right. Albert in Texas. He is bringing in the 420 with Nelly tonight. It's getting hot in her.
Getting very hot.
Shimmy, cook.
Yep. Now we're gonna get cold because right now it's more bullshit. Up next, they had the SmackDown Tag Championship match, Minister. We had a SmackDown Tag title match last week. I want you, let's play a guessing game right now, Minister. I want you to guess who Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler face for these tag titles again.
All right, I'm going to guess. I'm going to take a wild guess because you said they were there earlier celebrating. I'm going to take a guess that it was Street Profits.
Ding, 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 ding. You're a fucking winner because, again, it was the fucking Street Profits versus Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler again for these fucking trinkets. And surprise, surprise, they fucking lose again. And Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode retain. I don't want to see the fucking Street Profits facing for these tag titles anymore. They've lost. Why should they give another?
Oh, but you watch. Just to irritate you, my friend. They're going to keep riding this shit until WrestleMania Backlash. And they're going to award them the titles at WrestleMania. I'm calling it now, bro. Just to piss you off.
These tag division is fucking garbage.
It is.
Tag division for both those are fucking atrocious. So we go. We go to the main event. But before we go to the main event, they replayed 4 to 5 times Cesaro doing the UFO to Seth Rollins on SmackDown. Four to five times.
Oh my gosh! Killing it.
They ruined it now. Now it's not special. Yeah. They played this for 4 to 5 times throughout the entire 2-hour night. Terrible.
Yeah, it's atrocious.
Then we go to the main event, Cesaro versus Jey Uso. I don't give a fuck about this match. I really don't care.
Jey Uso.
I don't give a fuck about this match. This match is not main event worthy. I could care less. And guess what? Obviously, they didn't care either because the match ended in a fucking DQ because who guessed it? Seth Rollins interferes and attacks Cesaro. So now their feud is still continuing. So then what the fuck was the point of the opening segment with Cesaro and Roman if Seth and Cesaro are still continuing?
Oh, man.
Fucking
disgusting.
Shit.
That's disgusting,
fucking
bro.
Shit. Fucking shit. SmackDown is getting fucking worse. It's getting worse. Roman is single-handedly killing this brand. The longer he holds this title, the longer this brand is going to fucking... There's going to be nobody left to challenge this fuck for the title at this point.
And so Cesaro was trying to get another spot, go up the ladder, so to speak. After defeating Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. So he's in a match. And so what happens in this match? Are there any consequences in this match, or they just put him in the match? Like, does Cesaro get to face Roman Reigns or anything if he wins against
the
Hench?
I guess that was the implication, but they never officially said it. Mm. That's the thing. They implicated it, but they didn't officially said it.
And so then freaking Rollins comes out and prolongs the feud between Rollins and Cesaro. Damn.
Yeah.
So obviously we're going to see that same shit at Backlash. That's what we're going to see the same. We're going to see Cesaro and fucking Rollins again at Backlash.
What's the point of watching this pay-per-view? Point of watching Backlash?
Yeah. Oh.
Awful. So now we go to the bullshit one. We go to Raw. I'm telling you right now.
Wait a minute. No. I don't want you to kill the whole thing that fast, bro. I don't want you to kill the whole thing that fast yet. So we're gonna take a break on this shit. And let's talk about something else. But before we do, we'll take a break, and you can prepare the next little segment, all right? Because I want you to tell us about the releases.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the releases.
Yeah, so we're going to come back, and we're going to get Christian's take And he's going to fill us in on the releases, the important releases and whatnot, and maybe who should have been gone instead of who went gone. We're going to figure it out. And we're going to do that after these words right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Stay tuned.
Welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping little whale, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
It's the party. It's the East Coast Party Cast with Hollywood Tony P and Javi C on the World Generation Podcast Network. How are you doing, everybody? So you got the East Coast Party Cast. He's Puerto Rican, and I'm a freaking, and there you go. Together, we're going to make a World Generation Podcast Network history. Is it still the World Generation Podcast? Is it World Generation Net? What is it?
So the date is coming soon on that. Yeah, party, party, party. You know it's the Mac Militant. Come and you can get on. Hey, you got on my way. I'm coming with thunderous lightning. Striking, I'm fighting you all in the storm. Feel the pain that I try to contain. My heart is a flash of the blood in my veins. And I come to get it on. Hey, yo, I'm straight and smack. Straight with bad. I can see the fear in your eyes every time that I pass. I'm intimidating the most and fear by many. But don't let me. I leave the place empty. I'm low down, pretty and shifty. I'm low down, people against me. Even the best be afraid, cause I approach it aggressively. Especially when they roll up and test me. Yo, so I'm a disciplined, militant minded. Last time, if you look for a style like mine, you can't find it. Call me the F to the H to K. Christian from Philly. Welcome back, everybody. Fatal 4-Way Radio here on a 420 edition with the resident heel, Minister of Sinister, and Christian from Philly taking over the reins. Check it out. Christian from Philly, do you know this song, bro? Can you identify this song? You know it's the Mac Militant. Come and you get it all. It says the fucking name right there. You know it's the Mac Militant. Come and you get it all. Hey, you got on my way. I'm coming with thunderous lightning. Striking, I'm fighting you all in the storm. Feel the pain that I'm trying to contain. My heart is a flash. Who is it?
It's also Rodney Mack's theme song.
Rodney Mack.
He was a wrestler. He was a wrestler. He was a wrestler. Yeah, he was a wrestler that Teddy Long managed.
Yeah, okay. WWE Mac Militant Teddy Long is what it says here on the description. But yeah, you're right on the money. Mac, Rob Mac, Mac Militant.
Yeah.
There you go. So yeah, Christian gets the point. So yeah, man, tell us more about the releases, bro. We had a big week last week. So many releases came all in one day. Was there a second day where they did a few more, maybe?
No, they only did one more. But a grand total of 10 releases that WWE has done. Total of 10. 10 people without a job. That's nice. Ooh. What a good company. 10 people getting fired. What a great fucking company. So I have the list right here. We have Samoa Joe.
The biggest one, I would say.
Yeah, the biggest one. The most stupidest one.
Not in size, but to me, like, the most noteworthy one. I mean, you know, like, that's a big name to me. I mean, former TNA champion, multiple time champion. He's hell of a fucking on the mic and has hell of talent in the ring. Can go really good for a big guy. I still don't know if he was. I still want to find out if it's going to be revealed later that maybe he asked for this, because, you know, they've been keeping him on the sideline with some fucking injury, and I have a feeling it's one of the bullshit injuries.
No, he said he wanted to still work with WWE, but they let him go.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. Oh.
So it's the company's fault. So fuck the company. Fuck them all.
Lars Sullivan?
Well, that's old. That's old.
Oh, yeah.
He's not part of the list. Peyton Royce also got fired. From the Iconic.
Yeah, Peyton Royce and Billy Kay.
Yeah, which people are upset about that. I don't know why. They were fucking bums. They weren't good.
A lot of people saying that they could have elevated Peyton Royce into something.
Yeah, well, she. Mickie James was also fired.
I see that.
She was gone.
Chelsea
Green was also fired.
Yeah. That's a notable NXT name.
She debuted in the main roster for one episode, then got injured, and then got fired. What a great career.
So now it's up to these people, because, you know, some of them, this is what happens, man. I mean, you know, this is what happens on their road trip to their final destiny, because certainly this isn't their final destiny. You would hope not, at least.
You think about
some of the greats. Like, let's look at AJ Styles, for instance. He had a very brief run. He had a brief run with WWE before, I don't know if it was WWF or WWE at the time.
It was WCW.
When he had a run and he had to go home because he'd rather be with his wife instead. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Something about his wife was a teacher and he didn't want to move because of that.
Yeah.
So he decided not to, and this and that. So, I mean, you know, he ended up coming back. So maybe, you know, someone like Chelsea Green, what do you think personally? Is there any hope for her?
Fuck no. Like, why? Like, she's not a household name. Like, I don't even know who she is. I don't even know her gimmick. The thing that got her over in TNA was because she was a crazy bride that got dumped.
Wait a minute. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah, no. No, she's not coming back. And if she does, who cares?
Yeah, no, she's done. This was her last. Her fucking 15 minutes should have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
She was just taking up a spot at that point.
Tucker was also gone. Otis's tag partner got fired.
Yeah.
Which,
so I wonder what happened
the guy was... Loser.
To Otis now. I mean, what happens to Otis now? He just goes on looking like a fucking idiot.
He's with Chad Gable until 2 months, so I don't
shaking
know what happens to
hips.
Otis.
He's just going to be shaking his hips the whole time?
I guess so.
And pumping
unless
himself
they let him
and
go.
Shit.
Unless they let him go too, which I don't doubt that they will.
Bro, he's... obviously reached his glass ceiling.
Yeah, that's it. Like, the guy can't fucking wrestle. You turned him heel for no reason whatsoever, unnecessarily. And to me, he was never funny to me, all right? He's Vince McMahon's type of humor, which is no one's humor. So he's already fucked.
Yeah.
So fuck him.
What else, my friend?
Mojo Rawley.
Oh,
he got fired.
Hell. 15 minutes are up. However, I saw something from Mojo Rawley. He made, because, you know, he's a bigger name for some reason. You see shit about him on, like, the news feeds and shit.
Yeah.
So I think I saw something about him on Yahoo News or some shit. And he had a tweet that he said that his next, you know, big thing or whatever the hell starts May 30th or some shit. So I'm thinking, what, movie? Is that what he's going to do? Do Hollywood movies now?
I think he's going to go to AEW or Impact.
Huh. The next chapter, I think, is what he said. The next chapter begins.
I don't know. Maybe football, I guess.
So who the fuck knows? Wish him well.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I never cared for this guy at all.
Yeah. Kalisto got fired.
Now, which one is that?
That's the one that looks like Rey Mysterio. It's not the other two. The one that came back recently and then looked muscular. And then, you know.
Yeah.
He got fired. So who cares? Bo Dallas got fired. Which, I don't know what took forever for him to get fired, because he hasn't been on TV since 2017.
They just didn't want him to go be great.
Like, what the fuck?
Do you think he has the ability to go out and be great, A&E, AEW or somewhere?
I don't know, but who?
I mean,
like,
do you think it's in his blood to go and continue being a wrestler and try to be, you know,
no,
the top?
No, I think he's going to retire.
Wow.
I mean, he wasn't that good of a wrestler anyway, so he wasn't that good.
He didn't work out too much either. I mean, you could tell.
No, it didn't work out. No, of course not. Then Wesley Blake got released.
Wesley Blake.
He's the guy, I don't blame you for not knowing who this guy is. He used to be the tag partner for Buddy Murphy in NXT, and he was one of the members of the Forgotten Sons.
Oh, yeah. Another nobody.
So, these are the firings. And Samoa Joe is the most stupidest one, because how the fuck can you have nothing for Samoa Joe? Like, I understand the guy is injured, but did you really have to take him off of commentary to give this new fucking guy who's absolutely fucking garbage in commentary?
Really slipped.
Have you heard this new guy, Ard Van Verk?
Was he on WrestleMania at all?
No. This guy is an MLB announcer.
Oh, my God.
He's fucking terrible. He does not know who people are what. He doesn't know what holds are where. He doesn't know what spot is what. This guy doesn't know the tag team's names. He doesn't know the wrestlers' nicknames. He doesn't even know. He said storylines on last night's show live on air.
He used the word storylines?
Yes, he did, this fucking clown.
Oh, my God.
This guy sucks, Minister. He sucks. This guy sucks. He doesn't know what he's talking about half the time. And he stays quiet. He's terrible, this guy. And I said to myself, they really fired Samoa Joe for this piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
They took Samoa Joe out of commentary for this piece of garbage.
Man, and they totally lied about it to us, too, because I swear I heard them talking about, or I saw somewhere in an article, something about Samoa Joe, and they put him with that other guy because he wasn't cutting it with that one black guy.
Tom
What's
Phillips.
His name? Yeah, there you go. No, not Tom Phillips, the other guy.
Byron Saxton.
Yes, there you go, that guy. And so it's like, well, okay, well, let's see what this, how this goes. And then they brought in this Bearden Burks or whatever the fuck his name is. And now we're stuck with the baseball guy. Get the fuck out of here.
Byron Saxton, Corey Graves, and this guy is the worst fucking commentary team you would ever hear in fucking 3 hours. 3 fucking hours of hearing these people are fucking torturous. This is by far the worst wrestling commentary team I've ever heard.
Oh, my.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they are. I thought even WrestleMania was terrible. They had Joe being not himself. And, you know, everybody else fucking sucks. So, like, you can tell they're all wearing fucking hair earpieces. And they're being told what the fuck to say, and they're scared of saying the wrong thing. It comes off. You can fucking get that vibe that they're not being natural. And that's what pisses me off about it. It's horse shit is what it is. It's a bunch of fucking horse shit.
Fucking horrible. And some people that should be released, obviously, people that you're not fucking using. Like,
yes.
You're not using Aleister Black. Why don't you fucking release him? Or Ricochet? Or Keith Lee? I told you from day one Keith Lee was going to get buried, and look and behold, he's buried. Y'all didn't believe me when I said Keith Lee was buried. Well, guess what? He's buried. He hasn't been on TV in months. Why the fuck did you bring him to the main roster? You have nothing for the guy. What a waste of time.
That's terrible.
How is Tamina still employed?
Oh,
like,
God, I know.
How is Lana still employed? How is Tamina still employed? Why is Natalya still employed? Shouldn't she be retired at this point? No! How are any of these people still employed? Some of these people. How is Elias still employed? He's fucking terrible. How is Alexa Bliss still employed? She's fucking terrible too. I don't give a fuck if you're a fan of this whole possessed, twisted Bliss shit. She's fucking terrible. She's a fucking horrible wrestler. She can't wrestle worth a fucking shit. All right? Alexa Bliss can't wrestle worth a fucking shit. She's garbage. None of these women can wrestle. There's only a few, but none of the women can wrestle. They're terrible. And the men aren't better either. The men are not better either. Elias can't wrestle worth a shit. Braun Strowman can't wrestle. Fucking Jackson Ryker can't fucking wrestle.
Motherfucker.
None of these people can wrestle. They're terrible.
Yeah, you fired Samoa Joe. So, yeah.
Fucking
who,
terrible.
I mean, yeah, man. Samoa. Why would they fire Samoa Joe, dude? Why the fuck Samoa Joe?
Because the excuse is budget cuts. That's the excuse.
Oh, my God.
Bullshit.
Oh, please. When
bullshit.
You stop?
That is complete and utter bullshit budget cuts. You are making money out of your ass. You literally just made a lot of money with the whole Peacock deal, which was $1.6 billion. So don't tell me it's your fucking
Negro,
budget cut.
That's all you had to say.
Don't fucking lie to our faces and tell us this is budget cuts, because that's a fucking damn lie. You're making money from the Fox Network deal. You're making money from the U.S. NBC Universal deal. You're making money from... So don't tell me or anybody that this is budget cuts, you lying fucks. You
money. Money, 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 money.
Budget cuts,
yeah, man.
My ass.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude. I'm not buying this Joe thing. It smells. Something really smells about it. And what's going on with and you're dead on too, man. I mean, some of these people, they're not even being used. Their careers are just being shit on and wasted. But what's going on with Charlotte Flair? I see all kinds of shit about her. She makes the news too.
Oh yeah, Charlotte Flair. That's the one thing that's so fucking stupid. So apparently, right, they bring her back for WrestleMania after WrestleMania. Raw after WrestleMania. They cut a promo thing.
She has a powerful segment. She beat the shit out of Asuka. She beat the shit out of Rhea Ripley.
That means nothing now. If it happens like this, she had a match against Asuka, which nobody gives a fuck about. It was a botchy mess. It was rushed. Then towards the end, Rhea Ripley helps Asuka beat Charlotte Flair. So those promos are for fucking nothing now, because Charlotte Flair loses. She loses on Raw. Then after the match, she attacks a referee. She beats up a ref.
Oh, my God.
And now kayfabe, immediately after Raw, she's not only fined $100,000, but she is also suspended indefinitely. So,
and
this is
kayfabe.
This is kayfabe.
Obviously,
so what,
yes.
So what the fuck does this mean? Now she's running off TV?
She just came back.
So why the fuck did they suspend her then? See, that's the stupidity now. This is stupid
now. I
know.
So she just fucking came back and she's already suspended. What the hell? Is she nursing an injury? Do we know anything? Is she nursing a fucking injury? What the hell?
She didn't look injured when she wrestled Asuka.
Or when she beat them down, right?
Yeah. This cannot be just because of the whole Walking Tall show, right?
Oh, man. You think so?
The whole Walking Tall reboot, right? Because if it is, then why the fuck did you have her return anyway then? This is fucking stupid. It has something to do with fucking Andrade.
Hey, oh yeah, I'm sure of that, dude. I'm sure of that. It's fucking Vince being fucking petty.
Fucking stupid. You know, they made both women look terrible, by the way, in this match. They somehow ruined Asuka and Charlotte at the same time. One, you ruined Asuka because now Asuka looks weak. She had to get help beating Charlotte with Rhea Ripley's help. So Asuka's ruined. And Charlotte's ruined because now her promo doesn't mean jack shit now. Now her promos mean jack shit because she literally just loses next week on Raw. Great fucking work. Great work.
Wow.
Fucking stupidity.
Yeah, that is fucked up, dude. I mean, so clearly it has something to do
with
Andrade. Clearly. There's just no other way. I mean, this has fucking Vince's petty shit written all over it.
Fucking bullshit.
Okay, so we got we're going to take a break now. When we come back, you can give us the Raw report.
All right.
What we haven't talked about, because I'm sure there's plenty of shit there.
That we can
pull out. So yeah, let's check that out on the Fatal 4-Way Radio 420 edition. We're going to be back with the Raw report, so stay tuned for that. And we'll be right back after these words.
El Ídolo.
show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, Season 2, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Puro Pinche Cowboys! Puro Pinche Cowboys! Podcast. Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, Viejo, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Asher. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, Fatal 4-Way Radio 420 edition. I am Inverted Heel, Minister of Sinister, and I'm here with a Swami, Christian from Philly. Christian from Philly.
He's a loser.
She's a Nikki Cross, of course, with the music. When is she getting released?
I don't know. She has been on TV since, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
2020?
Right?
2020, and yeah, she's fucking done too, so fire her too,
she'll,
I guess.
She'll be on the next round, I guess, next year.
I mean, what the fuck, man? Like, unless she's going to join Alexa Bliss again, I don't know. I don't give a fuck anymore. Fire her too. So yeah, we have the Raw report.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. I do have. What is that? What do we got? WWE report.
Yeah.
Here we go. Sorry.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Swami Christian from Philly with this week's WWE report. Swami.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. The most entertaining part of the show, you know, the wrestling fucking sucks, so at least we have, you know, nice little clips.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday Night Raw was false advertisement, because already, before even the show began, it pisses me off, because they advertised for the first time ever. before the show even began. For the first time ever, watch from one-on-one, Randy Orton versus Braun Strowman. And guess what happened? The match didn't happen.
Oh,
lied
no.
The match did not happen.
Oh,
they,
man. You got to be fucking kidding me.
The match did not happen. They false advertised it. They changed it in the last minute, and it didn't happen. That's a fail already. Before even the show started, that's a fail. Already.
That's disgusting.
So we go to, we open the show with Drew McIntyre cutting the most generic babyface promo ever, saying, oh, you think I'm stupid? You don't think I know the MVP and the Mason T-Bar are not working together? And then MVP comes out with no WWE champion. That's another thing on Raw. Most of the champions were not, the people, some people were not here last night, including the WWE champion himself. Bobby Lashley was not on last night.
Damn, so that's a weak-ass show from the beginning.
Yeah. So MVP was the only guy there. So MVP lies, says he has nothing to do with T-Bar and Mace, and then, lo and behold, T-Bar and Mace attack Drew McIntyre again. And that was the beginning segment of the show, which sucked. Then they cut a backstage promo, which was fucking horrendous. They started listing fucking animals, like dogs, cats, saber-toothed tigers, monkeys, rabbits. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are they talking about?
What were they talking about? I gotta know.
I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. They were listing animals, and they said they're going to take Drew McIntyre out afterwards. And I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? What the fuck did that mean?
And so this was T-Bar and Mace?
Yeah. What the fuck? So we get a repeat match again between Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin versus the Viking Raiders. And when you guessed it, same thing happened. Viking Raiders defeated Cedric and Shelton. Who gives a fuck? Cedric and Shelton are fucking buried. They're jobbers again. All that hard work that they did for Cedric is out the fucking window. All that heel work for nothing. Everything that they built up towards the Hurt Business was all for fucking nothing. To me, it seems like now the only person they pushed was Bobby Lashley, and now Cedric and Shelton are right back where they started, fucking being losers.
Oh, man, dude, that's despicable.
Fucking
man, what a
terrible.
Fucking drag, bro.
What a fucking disgrace. Then we get a backstage promo with Randy Orton, and I thought...
Wait a minute. So this all... They put all this Hurt Business together and took it apart. Why?
I don't know why. They never gave an example. Vince never gave a reason why. Because I guess Bobby Lashley thought they were weak or something. I don't know. Whatever is the case, it's fucking dumb.
I mean, and so they haven't explored it on the show or anything?
What? No.
Like, I mean, okay, when it happened, what was going on when it happened?
Nothing. Like, they lost a handicap match against Drew McIntyre. They were banned from ringside for WrestleMania. And then Bobby Lashley the next week said the Hurt Business was over. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Which is fucking dumb.
Man, they were the coolest fucking thing on TV, dude.
Yeah. fucking
man,
dumb.
Man, that's fucking travesty, man.
The next thing that was stupid was Randy Orton backstage talking, getting interviewed about The Fiend. I'm like, why are you still talking about The Fiend? You're not feuding with him no more. That's another thing. Bray Wyatt wasn't on TV either last night.
Man, so none of the big stars were on?
No, Bray Wyatt wasn't on TV last night. No Firefly Funhouse, nothing. Bray Wyatt was not on TV. So there's that. Randy Orton cuts a backstage promo.
So let me guess, another Alexa Bliss segment with their fucking new doll?
Yeah, I'll get to that soon. So Randy Orton cuts a promo. I thought he was going to talk about his match against Braun Strowman, but Matt Riddle comes out, be obnoxious, and then we get a match between Randy Orton and Matt Riddle on Raw.
Oh.
So it's bad because I'm supposed to be rooting for Matt Riddle since he's the babyface, but I'm rooting for the fucking heel to beat his ass because he's that obnoxious. That means he's not doing a good job being a fucking babyface. That means he sucks being a babyface.
Matt Riddle.
Am I? It sucks.
Huh.
So Alexa Bliss does, again, playground. She says that the evil doll has been with her throughout her entire childhood. So I guess Alexa Bliss has always been fucking possessed with supernatural powers throughout the entire life, I guess.
Wow.
She said, which is fucking dumb. So Alexa Bliss said, told the story that she was in a playground and that she was asking a little girl for her ice cream and the little girl said no. And she said she pushed the little bitch out of her ass and she broke her arm. And then when the teachers asked her why she did it, Alexa Bliss said that her doll did it, Lily. And I'm like,
that was a boring ass promo.
This is fucking trash. Why is she still have supernatural power? She's not with Bray Wyatt no more. What's the point of this? This is fucking trash. This is fucking garbage. This is trash. Everything Alexa Bliss does is fucking terrible. She's an embarrassment. She's not good. She's not a good wrestler. And this is fucking stupid. And she's posing as a little girl, so that's kind of creepy too, and not in a good way. So that's fucked up. I hope this character fucking ends pretty quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because she's literally dressing up. She is literally dressing up like a fucking little girl, and it's creeping me the fuck out right now.
So what else is going on?
What else happened? 2 weeks in a row, the Raw Tag Champions almost in AJ Styles do not show up on Raw.
What? So not even almost in Styles? Or who the fuck was on this Raw? What the fuck did they do for 3 hours?
They did nonsense. Nonsense, dude. AJ Styles and almost, the guys who won the tag titles 2 weeks in a row, have not been on Raw. So we had the next match, the New Day, which is Kofi Kingston versus fucking Elias. Elias wins in a 50-50 booking. Who gives a fuck? I'm more upset at the fact that apparently the New Day don't give a fuck. And so does Matt Riddle. I love the fact that both Matt Riddle and the New Day don't give a fuck that they lost their titles at the WrestleMania. Don't you? Because they haven't won anything about them losing their titles after WrestleMania. Not once. No. Fucking stupid. Then we have at least one champion, We had one champion on the show. That was Sheamus.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible writing. Just horrible writing.
Yeah. So at least we have one champion. We had Sheamus on Raw. But even he didn't fucking wrestle. So Adam Pearce calls Sheamus backstage and says, just like John Cena, you're going to do an open challenge for the U.S. title, which I don't know why we're bringing up John Cena again. He's not even on the fucking company. He's not even on TV, so why you keep bringing his ass up? So Sheamus says yes, but he'll defend the title whenever he feels like it. So Sheamus goes to the ring, and the one who accepts the challenge was Humberto Carrillo, the wet dreamer himself.
God. Oh, stop it!
The wet dreamer himself,
and
the match doesn't.
Everyone in the fucking locker room, he's the one that says, "Get the fuck out of here."
The wet dreamer himself, but the match never happens. The match never happens because Sheamus beats the shit out of him, and that ends it. The match never happens. So far, what a good Raw, huh? What a good Raw. So Drew McIntyre is back. Yeah, Drew McIntyre is backstage.
Amazing.
What an amazing Raw. Dumpster fire.
Drew McIntyre is backstage.
He looks for Adam Pearce. He asks for a handicap match with T-Bar and Mace. How many fucking handicap matches is Drew McIntyre going to get in Raw? Now he's being shoved down people's throats like John Cena with these handicap matches. So it happens. It's the most boringest fucking handicap match you could ever think of with two wrestlers. One of them is actually good, but the other is fucking dog shit versus Drew McIntyre. And guess what? It ends with a fucking DQ, the handicap match.
Oh my God.
But no, it doesn't end there, because who comes to rescue Drew McIntyre out of nowhere for no reason whatsoever? The fucking Strowman Express, Braun Strowman, comes out of nowhere and helps Drew McIntyre for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, my God. Weren't they just feuding and shit? Come on.
No, they weren't feuding, but they had a match last week.
Yeah, still.
So, it's now a tag match between Strowman and Drew McIntyre versus T-Bar and Mace. This was the most boringest, fucking slowest fucking match you could ever think of. Was the biggest fat pieces of shit in the ring. Fucking Braun Strowman, the slowest fucking guy you could ever imagine, and T-Bar and Mace, who both suck. You know this match was going to suck, and it did. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. It ended in a fucking DQ, too. The tag match.
My God. What? Holy shit, dude.
And then a DQ, too. T-Bar and Mace win by DQ.
Oh, man, what a bunch of horseshit.
They get their masks ripped off, finally. And it's underwhelming because we know who the fuck these people are. And they're still going to pretend they don't know who these people are. They're going to still call them Mace and T-Bar, apparently. So, yeah, that was fucking a train wreck. Next.
And this is what, first hour?
This is all the show.
Yeah.
So next we got another repeat match. Ooh, boy, oh, boy. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax versus Lana and Naomi. Again. And again.
The glove.
A fucking shit fest.
Were you feeling the glove?
No. These women can't wrestle worth a damn. But it gets better. It gets better. Mandy and Dana Brooke interrupt the match. and show what happened last week with Nia Jax and them. And Nia Jax gets so angry, she leaves the fucking match. And Lana and Naomi beat Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. What a good fucking women's division. What a good tag women's division. Remember when Shayna Baszler eliminated all women in the Elimination Chamber match to win a spot to face Becky Lynch?
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
have times have changed. What times have changed.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking shit show.
So an inauspicious beginning and a horrible middle we're into as well.
And then we have the horrible end.
We have the horrible end.
So before the main event women's match, Charlotte again cut a promo, the same fucking promo. I'll seize the opportunity. Then Asuka came down. She only said that Charlotte was a bitch. Then Rhea Ripley came out. She's fucking boring. She's a placeholder. I already give no fucks about Rhea Ripley being champion. And then, And then we get to the main event where we discussed earlier. It was a botchy mess. It was rushed. And Charlotte lost because Rhea helped Asuka. And then Charlotte attacked the ref. And that's how ended Raw. What a fucking atrocious Raw.
And now kayfabe, Charlotte is suspended indefinitely.
Yes.
So this is going to go on until
WrestleMania.
And then it's going to continue to spill over into the fucking six women tag team match, the ladder match.
There's no
money.
Well,
is there Money in the Bank coming up after that?
Yes. But honestly, there's no one who deserves to win that briefcase. No one. Not the men's or the women's deserve to win these briefcases. Nobody deserves to win Money in the Bank. They're all terrible. They're all terrible. Nobody. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Another thing that happened on Raw.
Oh, hell.
Miss TV. Yeah, I forgot. Miss TV with Maurice again. Celebrating their fucking show, Miz and Mrs. John Morrison wasn't there because I'm pretty sure he's fucking injured because of the whole finish that Damian Priest gave him last week. So there's that. And surprise, surprise, we get Damian Priest versus the fucking Miz again. This time, And then this time, Damian Priest fucking wins. Who gives a fuck? Damian Priest is so fucking boring. This guy is not going to make it. This guy fucking is boring. He's fucking boring.
With his shooting arrows.
Yeah. I don't know what Triple H sees in these people, but he's horrible. Triple H does not know how to pick fucking stars. These people are fucking boring. They're fucking talentless. And they're a fucking waste of time. I don't know what Triple H sees in any of these people. I honestly don't.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. I believe that we are on the verge of this shit spilling over. And we're going to have a change of the tides here. AEW is going to take over. We're coming up on a revolution, dude. I mean, fuck, man. They keep feeding us this fucking garbage. It's garbage, bro. I would be pissed off at myself. Because you don't know how I'm thinking, fuck, man. I need to be watching Raw. I should be watching Raw and shit, you know. I should have my fucking DVR and all that shit, and I can watch it whenever the fuck I want, blah, 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 the way I used to, right? But fuck, dude. I guarantee you I would be pissed at myself if I would have fucking done it.
I'll tell you about ratings.
to watch this fucking garbage that you told me about? Dude, it's fucking garbage. No, nobody ever wins the matches. They always end in fucking DQ. Everything's always fucked and bastardized. And it's all for fucking Roman Reigns.
Everything's about Roman Reigns. Let me tell you the ratings for SmackDown last week.
Ooh. Okay.
SmackDown, we're in the point of no return now. SmackDown's getting bad because now SmackDown used to be around 2 million. Now we're in 1.9 million for SmackDown.
Mm.
We're in Raw rating territory now with SmackDown. SmackDown's now getting bad. Because this fucking guy is champion. And he's doing the exact same fucking shit. Because now he's Triple H. This is Roman Reigns' reign of terror. This is what it is. We're reliving the reign of terror from 2003 to 2005. Only this time, it's Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what's happening here. His title reign is going to be from 2020 to 2022. Because that's what's happening here. And it's fucking trash. And I don't give a fuck if they sign... Let me tell you something right now. I don't give a fuck if they re-sign Brock Lesnar. Because I don't want to see that match either. Again, you know how many years, you know how many times I've seen Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns? I want to see that shit again.
You go. You fucking go, man. You fucking tell him.
Jey Uso is a goon. You know how long they're going to get stale with this shit every time Jey Uso's going to interrupt the match for Roman to win? So, like, Evolution now. Roman Reigns is the leader of the new Evolution stable.
Dude, this can't continue like this, man. There's got to be I'm telling you, AEW's got to pull the fucking trigger right now and become fucking very entertaining to make people fucking switch. They've got to do something, man, whatever it takes.
Fucking disastrous. This fucking shit. Stop it. This is fucking shit. It's fucking garbage. The ratings are going down each week. 3 hours is too long. Bruce Pritchard's a fucking joke. Bruce Pritchard's a fucking joke. Kevin Dunn's a fucking joke. Vince McMahon's the biggest joke. Guess what? He showed up late on last night's Raw. And he changed everything in the last minute. This fucking guy, man.
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's not good.
I don't know how the writers fucking do it, dude. You fucking work on something. You work on something all week long, and the producers and shit. You work on your shit all week long to make sure it's fucking tight. And you get your shit down, and you want to make sure your shit is tight, and your shit fucking comes off good. And then here comes this fucking old-ass, out-of-touch motherfucker. And he's going to fucking completely fucking rip it to shreds and change up everything. Oh, man. Dude, I wouldn't work for him. There's no fucking way.
What the fuck
did you hire me to do?
I would beat the shit out of him, to be honest. If I see him in real life, I would beat the shit out of him. Because
I mean, what the fuck did you hire me to do? You know what I mean? Oh,
it's all fucking bullshit. It's all fucking trash. It's all fucking shit. And Bray Wyatt's fucking ruined. The Fiend's ruined.
He's been ruined, man.
Like, what the fuck is the Fiend going to do now? Huh? Who's he going to feud with now?
Himself?
Honestly, I guess. Because there's nobody left for him to feud with.
Is he going to start feuding with fucking guys like fucking, oh God, Riddle?
No, I don't want to see that.
No, me either. He's going to start feuding with fucking Sami Zayn?
He's on SmackDown.
Wait, here's one. He's going to start feuding with The Miz?
He already did that.
Ugh.
Speaking of Sami Zayn's fucking obnoxious. I don't know how long they're going to keep this whole conspiracy shit and where they're going to go with it.
Man, it's a bunch of shit, bro.
How long is this going to last, this whole conspiracy gimmick? How is this getting him over? He's not winning titles with this gimmick.
And that whole shit with Logan Paul, I mean, clearly they used him just to bring in this fucking Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And what a shit fucking gimmick that was. And now I hear Logan Paul has a fucking brother. And he was in a fucking event.
Yeah. What else is bad is... by the way, yeah. Last week they had Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. Again, SmackDown. And it ends in a count out. Ends in a count out. So why the fuck did they have the match in the first place? Like, what? Why? Like seriously, why?
It's also Tom and fucking Jerry, like.
If that's the case, why didn't he do that at WrestleMania then? Are they telling us we're going to get this match again, even though we just saw it on SmackDown at the pay-per-view? Then we're going to get Big E versus Apollo, possibly.
Again.
With fucking Commander Azee. That's Dabba Kato's new name, by the way. What a creative name. What a creative name. Commander Azee. What a fucking creative name. That's great.
He's a commander.
Fucking trash. Yeah. No, bodyguard. Fucking trash. This is fucking trash. This is all fucking trash. SmackDown is trash. NXT is becoming trash. And then, fucking hell, Drew McIntyre is becoming trash. Drew McIntyre is boring me to fucking tears.
Thank you. Because he's been boring me fucking for a long time now.
I honestly thought he could be a good babyface, but I take back what I said, he's not.
It's fucking boring, dude, to hear the same fucking promo every week.
His fucking entrance, I'm so sick of his entrance. With the whole sword shit. I'm sick of it. It's not special no more. It's not cool.
It's
I don't
not
even
near
know why
as bad still... as the big dog's entrance, though.
Yeah? I don't even know why he's still using the sword, because I thought the sword was Sheamus' gift, and I thought they're enemies, so I don't know why he's still using the fucking sword.
They
so, shame on him.
Like, they forget about the details.
Yeah, so shame on him. Shame on fucking him. Fucking idiot. Fucking, what else is bad on Raw? Oh, yeah. The women's tag division is fucking garbage. I blame Sasha Banks and Bayley for this shit. They're the two bitches who wanted these fucking belts. And look, it's hurting the women's division even more. So blame those two idiots who wanted these fucking belts. Fucking idiots, man. I'm tired of Sasha Banks. She's overrated as fuck. Legit boss of what? She's the boss of what? Her title reign fucking sucked. Just admit it already. She's not world championship material, all right? I just can't believe some of her fans won't admit that this bitch, I'm sorry I say that, but she's not world championship material. She's honestly not. Her title reign sucked.
It was horrible.
What? She's not world champion.
I've always been a fan of her, but man, her fucking title reign was garbage. I knew it was going to be garbage. I didn't even want it to happen, dude. To me, they fucking ruined Bayley. I was digging Bayley, being a top-notch heel and shit. And they took that from her to put the fucking title on this fucking garbage-ass fucking Sasha Banks shit. I can only hope that they do this fucking Bianca Belair right. But I'm not going to hold my fucking breath, bro.
She keeps smiling.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
That's not going to be good.
She keeps smiling. It's not good. Get over it already. You had your moment. Stop being emotional.
Yeah. I hate that shit. I hate when they do that. Get the fuck out of here. You got to do your job. You got to be right. You got to be top notch. You can't fucking be out there all fucking breaking the fucking kayfabe and shit like that, looking all stupid.
Fucking Sasha broke kayfabe too.
All the time. I hate, she's the worst one.
Fucking, these women don't know how to act. And let's suppose Becky Lynch does come back. What the fuck is Becky Lynch going to do?
So when are they expecting her to come back or what? Is this the word going around or what?
Yeah, she's going to come back soon. What the fuck is Becky Lynch going to do? The same shit? That she's the fucking man? That's it?
She's going to come back with a fucking set of balls, bro.
No, I don't care. I didn't
She'll
like her when she was the man gimmick.
Set
I didn't.
Of balls.
I didn't like
balls.
Her when she was the I didn't like her when she was the man gimmick. I never bought it. I didn't bought it for
the
minute.
The fucking garbage.
And I'm not going to buy it now. Let's assume Ronda Rousey returns.
And that's one right
gonna,
there who needs to fucking lose the goddamn accent.
What is Ronda Rousey going to do if she comes back? Buries the women's division again?
Oh, yeah.
Because she practically did. She didn't put nobody over.
Yeah, she's going to be the female Goldberg.
Like, the women's division sucks. And they talk about AEW. AEW's women's division sucks. I admit that. But the women's division in WWE fucking is worse. It's fucking worse. These women aren't meant to be fucking wrestlers. They're meant to be fucking supermodels. Some could wrestle. Like Asuka and Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott. But others are, like, meant to be fucking, like, supermodels or fucking fashion designers in some bullshit. Not wrestlers. They're
terrible. Yeah, so you can, I mean, and what's with the fucking overworking on the fucking face and shit, dude? Nobody's fucking happy with the way they look anymore. They gotta fucking chisel their fucking faces and shit, dude. It's fucking disgusting, bro.
Could they fucking get over themselves for a fucking minute, dude? I mean, fuck, what is it with these? Yes, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, right? Dude, I can't even tell. Bro, they're fucking weird.
Charlotte Flair looks weird. She looks like an alien. What is going on?
It's true.
What is
She does look like an alien.
Like, yeah. Mandy Rose's leg is fucking look like it's gonna explode.
Yeah, they look. They, I don't know, man.
Disgusting.
They just want to look like cartoon characters or something, bro.
I guess so.
I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Bianca Belair doesn't even look like a female. Her body looks like a man's female.
Yeah, she looks like a freaking wide receiver body. Her body looks like the body of a wide receiver on football.
Jesus Christ.
She's freaking huge, bro.
Rhea Ripley looks like a man.
Oh, yeah. She definitely looks like a freaking man. This is no other way to put it. She looks like a freaking man. Her shoulders, her physique, everything about her.
It's weird.
Hell, even that other one that, you know, your dad, even the Joker, even used to comment about her that she looked like a man. The one with
yeah.
the women's rights.
Yeah, Lacey Evans.
Yeah.
Who, she's fucking terrible too. She's awful. She's an awful wrestler.
Yeah.
Which I'm not excited for her to return. I don't give a fuck about Lacey Evans.
Is she injured or what?
No, she's pregnant.
Oh.
So yeah, there's that. And then, what does Randy Orton do now? Now we go to Randy Orton.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Must we? I mean, you're
yeah.
right. What the fuck does... Really? Wait, I mean, dude, the only thing left for this guy to do right now is, if I were him, I would just take a fucking break, man. I'd be like, dude, fuck it. Bring me
or
back
retire.
Closer to WrestleMania. I don't want to be a part of this garbage.
Just retire already. Like, now he's directionless.
Do you think he would ever retire and show up in AEW?
Maybe, because he needs to retire. What else is there for him to do?
In WWE, right? I mean...
Well, there's nothing.
Especially right now. It's just so fucking weak, bro.
He went from being one of the hottest heels on the main roster to now being directionless again. Speaking of directionless, what happens to Edge now?
He goes back home. He goes back home to his country hillside home and wherever the fuck.
Why did you have him win the Royal Rumble? Another wasted Royal Rumble winner. Why did you involve Daniel Bryan in this shit then now? Because now he's a loser. So is Edge.
Where does Daniel Bryan go from here?
I don't know.
Has he even been around?
He wasn't in last week's show. Hopefully he's in this week's. They never think things through. What happens after WrestleMania? It sucks.
They don't, and that's their biggest problem.
Fucking sucks. Then we have Cesaro versus Seth Rollins.
Again?
It should have been a,
well,
it should have been a one and done shit.
Yeah.
It should have been a one and done shit. There shouldn't be a rematch. I think Seth Rollins needs to go away for more while.
He does. He needs to go away. And, you know, Christian, this is where, I mean, I've talked about this. We've talked about this before. Because, you know, these guys, they don't ever fucking get an official break. They don't get an off season like they do in baseball, like they do in fucking football, hockey, basketball, all that shit. These guys go every day, at least the top stars do. But yet, there's so many people that they could have being top stars, but they don't have them being top stars for some reason or another. This is where, like, they should have rotating shifts. Like, go away for a while. What would be so wrong with fucking Seth Rollins going away for a couple of months? 3 or 4 months even.
He had 3 months to go away, and he came back the same fucking character.
You know, go the fuck away for a while. Give people a chance to fucking miss you.
Ooh, he has a new fucking theme song. It's another generic rock song. Wow. The fuck. The fuck, man. What is he, a supervillain? Is he fucking Magneto?
But he's got the same hair, the same image that he's projecting, but a new song.
Okay, new song.
So,
a generic. Speaking of same characters, when is Charlotte Flair going to get a new fucking character? Why the fuck is she the same fucking character? It's fucking boring. This is why I hate her so much. She's the same fucking character. No matter if she turns face or she turns heel, it's the same fucking character. She's the queen. It's the same bullshit. And that's why people don't like her. That's why people criticize her. It's always Charlotte. She's the female version of Roman Reigns for a reason. Nobody likes her in the wrestling community. Some fans like her, but others don't. People are sick of her being shoved down people's throats. There was no reason for her to be in a triple threat match with Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey 2 years ago at WrestleMania.
I remember
there
that.
No
there was
no reason for
that,
her.
Bro.
There was no reason for her to be in that match. None. Nobody asked for it. Nobody wanted it. They just wanted a singles match between Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. I don't know why the fuck they decided to add Charlotte into it.
So by that rationale, could the same thing be said for Daniel Bryan this go round?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The same fucking shit.
Yes. Nobody asked for it. Nobody wanted it. I wanted Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. Edge versus Roman Reigns. Nobody wanted that.
I would have liked
garbage.
You.
It would have been trash anyway because Jay would have interfered anyway.
Yeah.
Would have been the same shit. Roman looks fucking weak. He's one of the weakest Universal Champions I've ever seen. His title reigns are never good. This guy is also not World Championship material. I mean, my God.
No. You know the thing I hate the most about Roman Reigns right now And it's not even Roman Reigns, bro. It's Paul Heyman. And the way he looks at Roman Reigns.
It's creepy.
It's fucking... It's deranged.
It's creepy. Like, it's like he wants to have sex with him or something.
It's fucking crazy. It's fucking intolerable.
Like, what the fuck, man? He never did this with Brock Lesnar. It's fucking crazy.
It's a bit too much, too. Like, it's overdone.
And SmackDown, he's one of the laziest fucking champions ever. He just sits on his ass for the whole 2 hours in his fucking office on a chair. He's one of the most boring, laziest fucking champions we've ever had. He legit
sits on a chair. Then they'll show him backstage watching a video standing there with Paul Heyman all fucking scared, looking like he's about to piss himself. While at the same time looking like he wants to have sex with them.
Fucking stupid. And why is Jey Uso okay with this? Like, he hated Roman for what he was doing to his family. But now it's like, he's okay with it. Like, it didn't even take him long to fucking join Roman.
And where the fuck is Jimmy?
I don't know. He cannot be this hurt. It's fucking madness what's happening. It's fucking horrible. And ever since Roman's returned, he's had shenanigan finish to his matches. Every match ends in controversy with his fucking match. He fucking shows up.
Yeah. Remember when he was at the previous height that nobody liked him, but yet he was still having dominating badass matches?
Yeah.
Remember that? It's like nobody liked him, but he was still having those badass matches. And he was still out there fucking having great fucking badass, putting on badass fucking matches, dude. But now, he just fucking sits there like a fucking idiot, doesn't do anything. And the badass matches are gone.
He has to get help constantly by Jey Uso. Makes him look weak. I get it. Like, I get people like Seth Rollins or CM Punk or The Miz getting help because they're not muscular. They're not tall. They're not Goliath. But this is fucking Roman Reigns we're talking about. This is the same guy that beat people like fucking Braun Strowman without help, Kevin Owens without help, Drew McIntyre without help, Brock fucking Lesnar without help. And yet he needs help beating the same people he didn't need help before. Like Kevin Owens, Drew McIntyre, Daniel fucking Bryan. Are you fucking kidding me? That's fucking stupid. He needs help beating Daniel Bryan?
I actually wanted to see that match.
I know. But he needs help getting... Do you need help beating Daniel Bryan? I mean, am I wrong? Does this sound stupid?
Well, it sounds fucking stupid. Because it is stupid.
Like... And then he has like two people he needs to face. right? Like Cesaro, and then Big E, and then
what? Wait a minute. We didn't ever talk about Big E tonight.
Big E didn't show up.
Again? So what's going on with Big E? So just
he's going to show up. He didn't show up last week, but he's going to probably show up this week.
Yeah, Friday.
But then that goes the question, right? Well, obviously, Roman's going to face Big E. And then he's going to probably face Cesaro. And then what? And then what?
Is it back to Kevin Owens?
God, no. I don't want to see that. Like, what they're going to do until next year's WrestleMania, because I guarantee you that's their plan. That they're going to have this fucking guy hold this fucking title hostage for 20 fucking months. Until next year's WrestleMania for that pointless match with The Rock, which also is a fucking lose-lose situation. Because if Roman wins, it's bullshit. But if The Rock wins, bullshit, because The Rock is a part-timer, he's not even the main roster. And guess what? Even if The Rock wins, it makes the main roster look like complete shit. Because none of the people in the main roster could beat Roman Reigns except his own family, which is fucking bullshit. Everybody loses. This is
they
a fucking
did it last
mistake.
Time.
What?
They did it the same way last time. Rock's going to do it again.
Instead of John Cena's going to be Roman Reigns. Fucking terrible. Stand the Rock. Can stand the Rock.
Wait a minute. You think it's going to be John Cena that comes back?
No. And if he does come back, he's going to beat Cena again.
Right?
If he's going to beat Cena again, and it's going to be the same bullshit, and he's probably going to beat Brock Lesnar too, if Lesnar shows up again.
And then The Rock comes in and beats him.
Which
takes
is bullshit.
The title, changes the title, changes the way he brings back a new title. He's the one that brought in this current title.
And then he's probably going to lose the title to Roman again the next month. And then we're right back where we started. Fucking bullshit.
Looking towards WrestleMania 39.
38.
Well, no, because this is going to go on next WrestleMania, which will be 38, so we'll be looking forward to WrestleMania 39.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be champion after 38. I think he's probably going to lose the title against The Rock, and then that's it. It's going to go to somebody else. Depending who the Money in the Bank winner is.
So,
at that time.
You're thinking Rock is going to be WrestleMania next year?
Yeah. Because that was the plan for this year's. But he couldn't make it.
Wow.
And it depends who's the briefcase holder for next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. None of the briefcase doesn't really matter, bro. Because
somebody important and they do it
even
right.
Even if it is somebody important, they could take it away from them at the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already bastardized that briefcase I don't know how many times.
Fucking horseshit.
Look at how they did it with Carmella. And then look at how they did it here recently with The Miz.
The Miz cashed in successfully, and then he became a one-week champion, pointless.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Fuck The Miz. champion, bitch. Terrible. Miz needs to go away, too. He's killing Raw, too, by the way. He needs to go away, too.
Oh, man. Well, here we are, my friend. At the end of another classic.
I came to play. There's a place to play. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Yeah, long gone are the days, bro. Gone are the days when that music would fucking hit and I would be like, yeah, pumped.
Yeah, fuck.
Because I knew I was going to see something badass, something real heel badass. Now, it's nothing but a bunch of chicken shit bullshit. Losing the title in one fucking week.
Fucking joke. Ruining
turned
John
him into
Morrison.
A complete fucking joke.
Ruining John Morrison's return.
But this is where we're at, my friend, on chasing another year of, you know, ups and downs, mainly downs, on the road to WrestleMania 38, Christian from Philly.
Which they won't shut the fuck up about. They still advertising it.
Wow, I've not seen this.
They're still advertising for next year's WrestleMania, even though WrestleMania's over. It's 2 weeks already, and they're still advertising for next year's.
Yeah.
They must really want to sell these tickets early for WrestleMania because they knew it sucked this year.
They need to watch out over there at Jerry World, man, and how many people they get in because, you know, they had the Super Bowl there back in 2010 or 2011, something like that, one of those years.
At the AT&T Stadium.
They had the Super Bowl there, my friend, and they packed in too many people and some of the fucking seats caved in.
Yeah.
So they need to fucking be careful how many people they pack. Seats won't be caving in and shit. But I'm sure they're going to pack them in anyway.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
So close yourself out, my friend. Great addition tonight. I'll tell you what, I think we're applause worthy. Don't you, my friend? Christian bringing the heat as always, ladies and gentlemen. So,
yeah. So, thanks for listening in for Fatal 4-Way Radio. Tune in next week when we talk more bullshit about what's happening on today's wrestling topics. Until then, good night, motherfuckers.
That's right. Good night, motherfuckers. So, yeah, guys, thanks for listening as always. And, yeah, check out the other shows. If you haven't gone back and listened to the PartyCast, be sure you do that. Also, tomorrow night, there's the PartyCast Returns, and Hollywood Tony P reveals some of the latest innings and outings, I guess, of his life. So, yeah, be sure to check that out on the World Generation Podcast Network. Until then, Christian, help me out here, my friend. Do the ending.
Keep it real. Keep it heel. And as always, keep it sexy. Good night, you motherfuckers.
That's right. Good night, motherfuckers. Peace.
The has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.